Hello,
Hello. Ashley.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Alan. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depot Provera lawsuit. Did you already file a claim, or are you still looking to file? You're still looking to file?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you use Depot Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Okay.
Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah, I was.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And are you looking to file for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
I haven't.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm to your answer, correct?
Yeah.
And to the best of your remembrance, what's the date of your diagnosis?
The date of my diagnosis with the brain tumor. I would say it was like the third week of January 2021.
So third week. So would it be? Okay, and it was 2021, correct?
Yeah.
So to the best of your understanding or of your remembrance, it was the third week of January. What date do you want me to put in here? The 20th? What number? It's just to the approximately. It's not, doesn't have to be there.
Yeah, I'll say around that time, the 20th to 21st.
Did you want me to put 1/21/2021?
Yes, so.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your date of birth?
July 6, 1985.
So 7/6/1985, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depot Provera? Any family, friends?
No, at the top of my head, I don't.
Okay. Any other loved ones that used Depot or were diagnosed with meningioma as well?
Not to my knowledge, so don't.
Okay. Now, for the following question, if you could answer yes or no, did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depot Provera?
I used the non-generic brand of contraceptive of the Depot.
Oh, but did you consume the name brand injectable contraceptive Depot Provera? Did you consume
that?
Okay. And which injectable did you use? Was it Depot Provera, Depot Sub-Q Provera, generic Medroxyprogesterone Acetate?
It was Depot Provera by Pfizer.
Okay. So you didn't use any generic, correct? Just the name brand Depot Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you use Depot Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Did you use Depot Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? So in between those?
Yes.
Okay. To the best of your remembrance, approximately when did you start using Depot?
3rd January 2015.
Okay, so I have 1/1/2015, is that right?
January 3rd, 2015.
Okay, so I have 1/3/2015, is that right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, and then to the best of your remembrance, when did you stop using Depot, approximately?
29th, 2020.
Did you say November
29th? 2020.
Okay. Okay, so I have 11/29/2020. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second, please. Again, I'm really sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with meningioma. For verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And would you kindly spell out your legal first name?
A-S-H-L-E-Y.
Okay. Ashley. I have A-S-H-L-E-Y. Last name?
Hill. H-I-L-L.
Okay. I have H-I-L-L, so it's Ashley Hill, correct?
Yes.
All right. And for security purposes, your social?
249-65-9150.
I have 249-65-9150. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the email that we have here is Ashley Hill. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y-H-I-L-L. 7685@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the phone number that we have is 704-493-2492. Is that
yes.
A mobile number?
Yes, it's a mobile.
Okay. And what's the primary address?
9100 Atberry, A, D as in Victor, E, B as in boy, U-R-Y, Drive, Apartment M as in Mary, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28213.
Okay. So would you, what's the apartment number again? I do apologize.
M as in Mary.
Apartment M as in Mary, correct?
At Barry, A, B, E, A, B as in Victor, E, B as in boy, U, R, Y. Drive.
Okay. And then what's the apartment number?
Sir, I just told you it's M.
M? Okay. Thank you so much for verifying that. Okay. All right. So I have 9100. That's Avebury Drive, apartment M as in Mary. Charlotte, North Carolina, that's 28213. That's Mecklenburg County, is that right?
Yes, and that's the A-B-E-B-U-R-Y, correct?
Correct. It's the only street that's spelled A-V-E-B-U-R-Y.
Okay.
In Charlotte. Okay. And then was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
It was by a doctor.
Okay. And approximately how many times were you injected with the product?
Every 3 months.
Okay, so if you were injected every 3 months from 2015 all the way to 2020, I'm assuming that's about 5 years.
Yeah.
And if you're injected every 3 months, that's about 4 injections a year, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So times 5, 20 times?
Okay.
Does that sound accurate? I mean, 5 times 4 is 20.
3 times is every 3 months. So there's 12 months in a year. 3 times 4, that's 12.
I'm sorry. Every 3 months in a year is 4 injections.
Okay. I just said that 3 times 4 is 12. Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, you only use it for 4 years? I apologize. I thought it was 5 years.
It's 2015 to 2020.
Okay. I'm on
28.
So you said 12, correct? All right.
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
Dr. Medine.
Medine? Okay.
A-D-I-N. It's a first name, and the last name is B as in boy, H-O-J-W-A-N-I.
Okay. All right. And what's the name of the facility?
Nova Health Medical.
Nova Health Medical. Okay. And you said it was Mohan I can't pronounce that.
I just call him the Ben B, Dr. B, because I can't pronounce the last name either.
And it's Mohan, M-O-H-E-N, right? Or, wait, let me just double check that.
No, it's Dr. Nadine. It's N-A-D-I-N. And then the last name is B as in boy, H-O-J-W-A-N-I.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Naveen. Okay, we see him. Dr. Naveen from Novant Health, correct?
Novant Health. Presbyterian Medical Center.
Novant Health. All right, give me one moment, please. All right, Dr. Naveen. I think it's pronounced Bojwani?
Bojwani.
Bojwani. Bojwani, yeah. I'm butchering that. I'm not quite sure if you actually pronounce it. I do see he is a gynecologist in Charlotte. Okay. And it looks like he practices, within the Novant Health Care System. I'm trying to get the location of the, was it the Novant?
you need address?
Yes, I'm looking at the Novant Health Bradford Clinic. Is that the right one?
The address is 200 Hawthorne Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28204.
Okay, sorry, I'm looking at all his clinics. Okay, let me find that one real quick. Is it 200 Hawthorne Lane?
200 Hawthorne Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28204.
North Carolina. Okay, I do see it. It's the Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center. That's
yes.
In 200 Hawthorne Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28204.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. One moment, please. And the phone number that we have here is 704-384-4000 based off of Novant Health's phone number.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the prescribing doctor, is it also Dr. I can't pronounce it, Bojwani?
Bojwani.
The same doctor?
That's my doctor. The prescribing,
the Depo Provera? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the same doctor, right? And the same location as well. Okay. All right. Give me one moment, please. And for the pharmacy, is it also within Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center?
The pharmacy?
Yes. Or is it different?
The pharmacy is the Planned Parenthood Charlotte Health Center. Parenthood Charlotte Health Center.
Oh, is it the one off of 700 South Torrance Street, Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay, I see it. It's called Planned Parenthood Charlotte Health Center at 700 South Torrance Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. That's 28204.
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number that they have on their account is 704-536-7233.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the method of diagnosis for meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
And the diagnosis was how the test was administered.
Was it done via MRI, CT scan,
MRI, and a biopsy?
Okay, so you had MRI, blood transfusion, and biopsy.
A blood test. MRI, and then a biopsy.
I see. Okay. And what's the name of the diagnosing doctor? Was it also Dr. Bojwani or Bojwani?
The diagnosis doctor is my family doctor. It was the Dr. Crystal Kessler.
Crystal. And what's the last name?
Kistler. Her first name is C-H-R-I-S-T-L.
Uh-huh.
Her last name is K-E-I-S-L-E-R.
Okay.
Kistler.
I do see it. Dr. Crystal
Kistler.
Yeah. It's a tricky name.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every doctors have tricky names. It's hard to keep up. Okay. And it looks like Dr. Crystal Kistler works at, let me just double check the facility that she works at. Is the hospital that you went and got your diagnosis in Centerwell, North Carolina? Or is it a different one?
No, it's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Do you need Dr. Kistler's address?
Yes.
It's 901 North Wendover Road.
North Wendover
Road. Charlotte, North Carolina, 28211.
Okay, I see it. Is it called the Centerwell Wendover?
Yeah.
Okay. Centerwell Wendover. And the address is 901 North Wendover Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28211.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We're almost done here. Charlotte, Centerwell. Okay. And I see that their phone number is 980-249-2579.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Dr. Kistler is a family doctor, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, for the following question, if you could please answer simply yes or no. Did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it radiation therapy? Was it
It was radiation therapy and cranioneum surgery.
Surgery. So you said it was a cranioneum surgery and radiation therapy, correct?
Yes.
Again, I'm really sorry that you had to go through all of this.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. How are you doing now? Are you doing better?
Yeah, just taking day by day.
That's good. And for the treating doctor, was it also Dr. Kistler?
The treating doctor for my treatment was Dr. Gregory.
Dr. Gregory. And what's the last name? Or is that the first name?
That's the first name. The last name is Ambarota. It's I as an igloo, M, B as in boy, A-R-R-A-T-O.
Okay. I see Dr. Gregory Ambarota.
Mm-hmm.
Neurosurgeon in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I apologize for any background noise, if you're hearing any. They're having construction in the other side of the building. I do apologize. The facility name, was it in the Nova Health?
It was this is in Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center. This one, 200 Hawthorne Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 4204.
Oh, it's the same place, the Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center?
Just a different department, the neurologist. He's in the
Okay. But same hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 200 Hawthorne Lane. Okay. Sorry, so I have Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center, 200 Hawthorne Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28204. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then for the following, if you could please simply answer yes or no, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. To the best of your remembrance, what dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
You said what dates I was hospitalized?
Yes. You were inpatient.
I was in the hospital 14 days.
14 days? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you were diagnosed in around...
February
2021.
January 2021.
Okay. I'm so sorry. You were cutting out there for a second.
I said the third week in January of 2021.
Okay. We're going to put that down. 01, 2021, third week. And you said you were there for 4 days?
14.
14, okay. Third week of January, 14 days. Okay. And then did you want to add any additional medical notes for the attorneys? You can say no if you don't want to.
No.
Okay. And then for the following question, we're pretty much towards the end here. If you could simply answer yes or no, do you have a copy of the medical records? Are you able to obtain a copy from the hospital or from your doctors?
Do I have the information? You said, do I have a copy of it?
Do you have a copy of the medical records, or are you able to obtain copies as well?
Yeah, I can get that.
Okay. And will you be able to provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or by both?
Oh, I can do it electronically.
Electronically. Okay. And then last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. We only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
I don't need any emergency contact. If you didn't reach me, thank you.
Okay, so you want to put none of the above for emergency contact, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, it is asking me for an email. Do you want me to just put your information, your email, for the emergency contact?
Yeah.
Okay, and the same, your phone number as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. All right. We're pretty much done here. I'm going to go ahead and send you, have you used the paperwork? But before I do that, let me just confirm everything's correct because this is a legal document. We want to make sure that there's no errors.
Yes.
All right. Give me about 10 to 15 seconds while I wait for this to process. And then I'm going to walk you through it, okay?
Okay.
It takes about a minute. Or less. Okay. All right. So I just want to confirm a few things with you. The legal name I have here is Ashley Hill. That's spelled Ashley. H-I-L-L, Ashley Hill, correct? All right. And then the address that we have here, let me just scroll down to that real quick, is 9100, that's Avebury Drive, that's A-V-E-B-U-R-Y Drive, apartment M as in Mary, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28213. Is that correct?
Yes.
The phone number is 704-493-2492. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the email is ashleyhill7685@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to send you the paperwork now. Have you used DocuSign before, Ashley?
Yeah, I have.
All right. It's going to come from in the form of a text and an email. They're going to be the same exact thing. It'll say from Alan Raimundo. go ahead and open the link to a DocuSign webpage, and I'm going to walk you through that process if you have any questions.
Okay.
Once you click that link, it'll direct you to the website. You may have to check a box that says, I agree to use electronic records, and then hit start. And there will only be two spaces for the signature, and then you can hit finish after that. And I'm going to check to make sure it's correct.
Okay. Putting it up now. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
You said pull up the text or the email?
Either or. They're going to be the same thing. So whichever you prefer.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. It's coming up.
Okay.
It says SMS message from Mass Tort Strategies.
Yes. Go ahead and open that. You'll then see a link to a DocuSign webpage. It'll ask you to review the document. And
okay,
then
okay.
It'll transfer you to a website, the DocuSign web page. You'll see a box. You may have to click next or continue. You'll see a box that says, I agree to use electronic records. Check that box and click next or continue. And then click start.
Trying to sign it. And
okay.
I'm not having a good time doing it.
Okay. And then you're going to click adopt and sign. And then repeat that process one more time. And then hit finish when you're finished. All right. It looks like you've already completed the documents. Let me just double check to make sure that there's no errors. All right, so it looks like it looks great. I'm going to send you a text right now from a 949 area code. That's my direct line. It's just saying thank you for your time and that within the next 24 to 48 business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 214 number. This is going to be Ben Martin Law Group. If in the event that you, it's going to be coming from a 214 number, in the event that you miss their call or they can't get a hold of you, please expect a call from me from that number, the 949, and I'll transfer you to the attorney so that they can begin your case. For any further questions in regards to your claim, please don't hesitate to ask the attorneys as they will help you out and, you know, answering any questions that you may have. If you have questions before your conversation with the attorneys, you can call me or text me from that number, the 949. But once again, please be on the lookout within the next 24 to 48 business hours from a 214 number, text or call.
Okay.
At the attorney's office. It's been a great pleasure speaking with you, Ashley. Again, I'm really sorry to hear about what you had to go through. I hope everything goes well. And did you have any other questions for me?
That we all appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your patience and your time as well. Have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.